text this morning, the second half of Luke 24. And we started off the sermon this morning with a synopsis of 1 through 12. But I want to really draw some attention to verse 11 and 12. And I want to talk about, just for a short second, the attitude that Peter had. I think it's important. You know, we talk often, and I've said this before in Bible study, we often talk about Peter because he had a big mouth and because, you know, Peter was anxious, you know. But Peter just spoke his mind. You know, Peter was one of those guys, it seems like, you know, if it came up, it came out. And a lot of times we give Peter a bad rap because of, you know, the situations in Scripture that are not, we would look at as not favorable for Peter. We look at him getting out the boat and sinking with the water in the water. And we look at Peter and say, look at you. See, oh, ye of little faith. But I always, think, you know, we talk about Peter of having little faith. But what about all the people that didn't get off the boat? Peter had, if he had little faith, the ones that were on the boat had none at all. And then we talk about Peter for denying God three times. You know, we talk about him being unfaithful to God. And we give Peter a hard time, but I think we can learn a lot from Peter. And I think that if we really look at the characteristics that Peter had and we mimic some of the things that Peter did, we'll find ourselves in good standing with God. Verse 11 says, now what is happening right here is that Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other woman have already gone to the tomb and realized that Jesus wasn't there. And they came back to report to everyone else. And it says that the apostles thought that what they were saying, verse 11 said, but they did not believe the women because it sounded like nonsense. But it says, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Bending down and looking in, he saw only the cloth of Jesus' body had been wrapped in. Peter went away and to his home, wondering about what had happened. What I like about Peter in this text is that, you know, there were a lot of people that were doubting what those women were telling them. But Peter was the type of person that just went to go see for himself. He had such a relationship with God and with Jesus that he said, if my friend is gone, I'm going to have to go see for myself. And I love the way that Peter went to the sepulcher. It doesn't say that Peter got up and moseyed on down to the sepulcher. It said that he ran. He ran to where he thought or where he last knew Jesus was. I think if we want to be honest, sometimes if we just want to look at Peter, sometimes we ought to run to where we know that Jesus should be. You know, sometimes we are too busy doubting what other people say. Peter said, I don't have to doubt it. Just let me go see for myself. Yes, sir. I wish that more of us were a see for myself kind of Christian. Yes, we allow people to impact our lives in so many different ways. By we listen to what they say. We get caught up in gossip. We allow people to gossip about us, with us, for us, against us. And we never, ever come in to get to the realization that sometimes you just got to go see for yourself. So I appreciate Peter because Peter lets me know that, you know, there's times in your faith that you can't listen to nobody else. You just got to go see for yourself. And then the Bible says that Peter walked away and he wondered. Some scripture said that he marveled about what had happened. But this is the part that I really love about this text. If you would go down all the way to verse 33. Watch this. And I don't know if I'm right about it, but watch it. It says, so the two followers, and this is what we preached about this morning, the two followers on the way to Emmaus. So the two followers got up at once. This is after their heart was burning. And they ran to Jerusalem. And there they found the 11 apostles, and others gathered. They were saying, the Lord really has risen from the dead. He showed himself to Simon. Y'all know who that is, don't you? Peter. The Bible says that the Lord really had risen and he had shown himself not to anybody but to Peter. Now, I just believe the reason why Jesus showed himself to Peter is because of the attitude that Peter had when it came to Jesus. I believe that because Peter was so enthusiastic about going to look for God, Jesus just went on ahead and came on to him. The rest of them had to wait for Jesus to come and appear later on in the visit, later on in the text. But Peter had already seen Jesus. I believe Jesus' attitude did a lot for Jesus' desire to be able to see him. Why do you say that, Brother Mason? Because we talked about it this morning. We said that Jesus desires a relationship. And if we don't know anything about him and Peter, we know that they had a relationship. We know that Jesus and Peter were sure enough friends. We know that Peter was one to stand up for Jesus. We know that Peter was one to trust Jesus. We know that Peter was one to aggressively pursue him. And I believe because of his pursuit, Jesus, when he didn't to anybody else, revealed himself to Peter. But the good thing about it is this is why I love Peter so much. It says that when they came to, when the two men got there, they were talking about the fact that Jesus had risen. And he said that he showed himself to Peter. How do they know that he showed himself to Peter? Peter had to have told him. See, Peter went right back to all the people. And he said, now I ran to that sepulcher and he wasn't there. And I left that place wondering what had happened. And I wandered around for a little bit, but y'all, guess what? He came back to me. And Peter he ran back to the group of people and he said, y'all, God is alive. He has risen. And when those who had encountered him from Emmaus on the road to Emmaus got back, Peter had already told the story. Can't we learn a lot about Peter, a lot from Peter? Sometimes we just have to run towards God. Sometimes when we run towards God and we expect him to be someplace, he's not there. We might have gone someplace he's already left. But if we have the attitude that Peter had, God will reveal himself to us.
Amen.
And then we have to have the spirit that Peter had to go and tell somebody else what God has done.
Amen.
This week, I just encourage you. All I encourage you to do is to run towards Jesus.
Right.
Just run towards him.
Amen.
And watch how he reveals himself to you. And when he reveals himself to you, have the attitude of Peter. Tell somebody. I guarantee you, the more and more you tell the good news, the less opportunity you have to worry about the bad news.
Right.
Sometimes the reason why we can't tell good news is because we spend all of our time in the bad. But I'm just convinced that if you always share in the gospel, then you don't have no time to share nothing that ain't worth it. You can't talk two things at once. You know, if I'm spending all my time telling my wife that I love her, then I don't have very little time to tell her that I don't. You see, the way the body works is that in order for you to, you have to replace one thing with the other. So what I encourage you to do is run to Jesus. Run to where he is. Run to where you think he is. Have the attitude of Peter. He'll reveal himself. And then once he reveals himself, tell everybody you know. It'll make your day, it'll make your life so much better. I find the more and more I share good stuff, the happier that I am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's amazing to me. But the more and more I let the little bad stuff get me down and I start talking about the bad stuff, the more I get more and more weighed down. Anybody ever got into a negative conversation and just can't get out?
Yeah,
that negative can suck you in. But I challenge you to tell good news. You tell that good news, I promise you, that's all that'll come from your lips, and I promise you, your spirit will feel better because all you are sharing is the good news of Christ. There's no room for anything else if you share the good news of Christ. That's the message for today. As you go through this week, I encourage you to have that attitude. If you would, please, stand right now as we sing the song of invitation.
Come to Jesus, he will save you, though your sins are crimson glow.